It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello, hello, hello. Friday is here. TGIF, happy Friday. The weekend is within our reach. And we've got an hour of requests and dedications to bring your way for the next 55 minutes. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. We'll start it off with Fifth Harmony, who are, well, they're individually working from their individual homes these days. This is for Miko on Border Crossings.
I worry about nothing. I am wearing a nada. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up the picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. Let's put it into motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh.
Oh, yeah. Girl, gotta work for me. Can you make a clap? No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine, let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the bae, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go, I'm gon' choose. She finesse, I fight books, she take that. Put in overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work,
work,
work, work, work, work, work, work, work. But you gotta be a work.
Fifth Harmony, and you're listening to VOA 1.
All righty. Woo, thank you, girls. That's Work From Home. And it's a request from Miko in Kuwait on 96.9 FM. Fifth Harmony have new homes. They have all gone solo. They announced an indefinite hiatus, which is another way of saying we're breaking up. When you say we're having an indefinite hiatus, you don't have any plan to get together again. It may be a number of years, like the Spice Girls. They're getting together, but it's been many, many years. I heard Destiny's Child may reunite with all four of the original members. There you have a case where it's been 2004 is when they broke up, so that'll be 14 years since they were last together. So same thing with Fifth Harmony, following in the footsteps of One Direction, deciding they want to go off and do solo things. Now, the problem is, or the challenge is, when you are a group like that, and you were formed on a TV show where some high-powered music industry people like Simon Cowell and L.A. Reid and Demi Lovato was on the judging panel. When those folks say, you know, you don't have it to make it as a solo singer, but as a group, you can be competitive and then they decide to make them a group, which is the case with One Direction and with Fifth Harmony, it lends itself to a combined effort. And I know when they first started on the show as Fifth Harmony on TV X Factor, they didn't sound all that good. And L.A. Reid said, you called yourself Fifth Harmony. Where's the harmony? You know, they come under fire. Producers and audio tricks can make a group sound really, really good. But now when you're off on your own as a solo artist, you're kind of in the spotlight and you're very vulnerable, which is the case with Normani, who is putting out her album. And she said, I'm very scared. I'm scared to be out there by myself. I'm used to being with the other girls, and this is going to be very different for me. And she's quite scared. However, someone like Lauren Jauregui, not as scared. In fact, she just posed in Playboy. So she's not scared at all to put herself out there, literally. She's also got a new song with her boyfriend, ASAP Rocky. And she's going to be the opening act for Halsey's upcoming tour. So Lauren's already hitting the road running. Allie and Dina, however, haven't heard much about their plans for new music. So I heard they're working on stuff, but haven't heard much from them. So we wish them well. I love those girls. They've been nothing but great to me. They've been on Border Crossings, I think, two or three times. And always give me a hug and always seem excited to see me as I am to see them. So I wish them nothing but good things. And congratulations to Camila, because she was on Work From Home. She was with them on that album and that song. And she just got an award at the iHeart Radio Music Awards. And she's won all kinds of awards. Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award. She got an award there. She's going on tour, her own solo tour. And she's going to open for Taylor Swift's tour starting in May. So, Camila is well on her way as well. Coming up next, we've got a request for Taylor Swift. Speaking of Taylor, this is from Rehu Victoria, who's also in Kuwait. And this is a Taylor Swift song called Gorgeous on Border Crossings.
Gorgeous. You should take it as a compliment that I got drunk and made fun of the way you talk. Should think about the consequence of your magnetic field being a little too strong. And I got a boyfriend, he's older than us. He's in the club doing I don't know what. You're so cool, it makes me hate you so much.
I hate you so much.
That I'm talking to everyone here but you.
But you.
And you should think about the consequence of you touching my hand in the darkened room. If you got a girlfriend, I'm jealous of her. But if you're single, it's honestly worse. 'Cause you're so gorgeous, it actually hurts.
Honey, it hurts.
So happy it turns back to sad. There's nothing I hate more than what I can't have. Guess I'll just stumble on home to my cats. Alone. Unless you wanna come along. You're so gorgeous. I can't say anything to your face. 'Cause look at your face.
You're
for making me feel this way. But what can I say?
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes. But it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. No, I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing we take with us when we die. Love in its photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes. Back on 6th Street, hearing you whisper through the phone, wait for me to come home.
Border Crossings and one of Ed Sheeran's earlier hits from a few years ago called Photograph, a request from Ananya Dikshita Vera, who's listening to Border Crossings. Thank you, Ananya. And I hope you enjoyed your Ed Sheeran request. A couple things about Ed Sheeran. He's on tour, still on tour for the Divide album. In fact, he performed this week in Australia and just posted some video stopping by the Australia Zoo while he's down under performing his concerts. He got a chance to hold a koala, which I understand is against the law. I thought people aren't supposed to do that tourist hold a koala, take a picture thing anymore. But apparently when you're Ed Sheeran, you can do that. He also posted video of himself feeding crocodiles, or crocs, as they call them in Australia. They gave him some big old giant piece of meat, and he was about 10 feet away from a crocodile and tossed it to the crocodile, who swallowed the whole thing, whole, whatever giant thing it was that he threw at him. And then he fed him some stuff again from the an embankment, a bridge or surface or something, and he held some meat up, and the crocodile jumped out of the water to get it out of his hand. So the video's online. If you want to search, you can find that. I know that Ed is gearing up to sing at the royal wedding. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting married in a bit, about a month or two, and so he's going to be singing at the wedding. He's a favorite of both of theirs. And also, I just got this online. This is a little-known thing about Ed. His parents, John and Imogen Sheeran, have a jewelry store that they run in London, and it's called Ed Sheeran Jewelry. So apparently they're using their son's name on the jewelry, and it says the jewelry is designed by Imogen Sheeran. So mom designed it, but she called it Ed Sheeran Jewelry. Nothing will sell jewelry faster than using a pop star's name. So there is, they have a website, Imogen Sheeran Jewelry, handmade with love, and all of the different designs. So it's kind of cool. All right. Thanks for listening, Ananya. Thanks for listening, everybody who's tuning into Border Crossings, wherever you are around the world right now, for our worldwide hour-long get-together. You can join us by phone, 202-619-2077, or you can email bordercrossings@voa.gov, or you can go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Raymond Anain checked in Ghana. So, Raymond, thank you for tuning in. Kezia Iwu, let's see if I can say this right. Iwu Rajoa Abura Bura is listening as well. And she said, I'm enjoying this. So, Kezia, thank you, or Kezia. Christian Ira Dukunda Nizaramba is with us. Junior Mans, Cletus Clark, Salvador said hello. So thank you all. Also, Zaklin Cholo Zahar said, I listen to 95 FM in McCurdy. That's our station here. Walter Oak said, in Sierra Leone, in Uganda, I listen to you on 102.9 FM, Uganda. So Walter Oak, thank you in Uganda for listening. Ephraim Marawi's tuned in. And Ermias Gerba. So thank you all for joining Border Crossings. Hakuna Matata listens to as well in Ghana to 98.1 FM. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Border Crossings. The Weeknd put out a brand new album today and surprised everybody. He announced he was going to put out a new song, but he put out a new album today. And the new album he put out at midnight is called My Dear Melancholy. So we didn't know that it was coming out, but it's out. And we're going to play a song from The Weeknd now that is alongside of Kendrick Lamar. This is off the soundtrack of the Black Panther film, which is still selling tickets like they're going out of style. Can't keep them. You know, the theaters are still selling out, but and the film has made, $5 billion, I read? Something like that. And it's just amazing how popular this movie's become around the world. This is for Kezia in Ghana, and the song is called Pray For Me. You've got Border Crossings. Welcome to Wakanda, the mysterious land of Black Panther.
Fight the world, I fight you, I fight myself, I fight God, just tell me how many burdens left. I fight pain and hurricanes, today I wept. I'm trying to fight back tears, flood on my doorsteps. Life for living, puddles of blood in the street, shooters on top of the building, government aid ain't relief. Earthquake, the body drop, the ground breaks. The poor run with smoke lungs and scar face. Who need a hero?
Hero.
You need a hero. Look in the mirror, there go your hero. Who on the front lines at ground zero?
Hero.
My heart don't skip a beat even when hard times bumps the needle. Mass destruction and mass corruption. The souls of suffering men. Clutching on deaf ears again. Rapture's coming. It's all prophecy. And if I gotta be sacrificed for the greater good, then that's what it gotta
you won't
be.
Pray to me.
This is Quincy Jones, and you are blessed to be listening to Voice of America, and you're hearing Larry London, who's the man that knows what's going on and is spreading his word around the world. So check it out and don't move.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one.
There are people dying, oh, when it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all.
We can't go on pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change.
We all are part of God's great big family,
and the truth, you know, love is all we need.
We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start.
Down.
Border Crossings, and We Are the World. And that is USA for Africa, a request from Kais Assad. And Kais Assad is listening in Nigeria to Border Crossings today. And I know that Ernest Pepper listens in Nigeria on 95 FM. Kafui Do Agabavor checked in, and we heard from Abu Kamara in Liberia on 94.1 FM listening today and said hello to us. So thank you very much. Now, USA for Africa this year are celebrating their 33rd anniversary of the song We Are the World and have raised over $100 million with that song to feed the hungry and take care of poverty in Africa since it came out in 1985. And on the website for We Are the World, there's a little note from the director that says, we want to thank you all, individuals, groups, schools, churches, companies located throughout the world who supported our efforts from 1985 throughout the last 33 years through the simple action of buying the song We Are the World in all its forms. USA for Africa sounded a call to action, and the responses gave testimony to just how special the song We Are the World was and still is. Thank you. Signed, Marcia Thomas, director, 1988 to the present day. So there you are. Now, Quincy Jones has spoken out a lot lately. He did an interview. He talked about, you know, Michael Jackson and some other things that he shouldn't have said. And he's on a roll. He's just talking out about things. And he did an interview where they asked him about the folks who recorded We Are the World, the gang in USA for Africa, and that big recording session 33 years ago. A couple of notes that I took from what he said. He said that Diana Ross was 2 hours late to the recording, and everybody had to sit and wait for Diana Ross to arrive 2 hours late. So people weren't in a great mood when she got there and they started, but 2 hours late. Another thing he said, Cyndi Lauper, he said, got on my nerves. He said, Cyndi Lauper had one little line to sing. She had a necklace that she wouldn't take off, and it kept banging on the microphone. We had to do that take over and over, and she wouldn't take that necklace off. And it got him upset. So I found those things interesting, you know, things that you don't know that happened behind the scenes. My name is Larry London. You're listening to Border Crossings. The phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. Give us a call. We'll be happy to take your request for a show down the road. It takes a couple of days to get a request on. So please do let us know. If you have a special event going on, then give us some advance notice and we'll take care of it. Birthdays, anniversaries, whatever. I do want to also say happy Easter to everybody who might be marking Easter Sunday coming up. And also a happy Passover. Today is the first night of Passover, tonight. I don't have a Seder tonight to go to, but the Jewish people around the world will sit down at a Seder, a family gathering, and remember the Jews in bondage and slavery in Egypt and the journey they went through in the desert, which is in a very popular movie starring Charlton Heston, you know, called The Ten Commandments. But the whole story of Passover is right there. Great film. So anyway, happy holidays to whatever holiday you might be celebrating today. We're so happy to be able to celebrate it with you. Coming up, I have a request from Abu, who wants me to play a song from Wyclef and R. Kelly, both of whom are in the news. Wyclef has a new album out and is on tour right now. It's called The Carnival Tour. His latest album is called Carnival. So he's on the road promoting that. R. Kelly, not good news. He's still on tour, still selling out his shows, despite all the protests that are going on outside the venues that he performs in. There's a lot of young people, young women especially, protesting him for his past history. Now, BBC has a documentary that they have produced. It's called R. Kelly, Sex, Girls, and Videotape. And in the video, one of his ex-girlfriends, Kitty Jones, who dated him from 2011 to 2013, documents the fact that he abused young girls. He had girls as young as 14 in this sex group, this cult, that he was teaching how to behave in a manner that he wanted them to. So he calls them his pets, according to Kitty. But, you know, he hasn't faced legal action yet on this allegation. But I suspect that probably something will be charged and raised, and it wouldn't be the first time he's been in court over these kinds of allegations. Here are Wyclef and R. Kelly, and for Abu, this is called Ghetto Religion.
This goes out to the ghetto. To all the people in the soup line. Chicago. Yeah. You can do anything. You believe. For God.
God first, though.
I'll never forget, no, no, no.
Said the landlord's at my door. I heard them saying, tomorrow, no more. Mama, no more. Pay me now, or leave.
Hell about it, yeah.
He didn't care, no. That we didn't have anything to eat.
What,
oh, can you feel me?
Searching for restoration.
Should we need restoration?
Lord, make the church my family. Please. Hey, this is my story. This is my song. I could sing it all night long. I tell you.
Tell you there ain't no man.
Ain't no man gon' stop a vision.
Cause I'm a part of the ghetto.
The ghetto is a part of me.
So I fall.
Children cry no more.
Children cry no more.
Because heaven in store, yeah.
Yo, I'm praying for you.
It's all overcome.
Though your load may be heavy, yeah.
Come on.
Know that the weight makes you strong.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth, y'all.
Take my life, for example.
Come on.
While I sing my song.
Mr. Kelly, let me help.
What's up? I'm Joel Madden from Good Charlotte, and you are listening to Border Crossings.
Educated with money, he's well dressed, not funny, and not much to say in most conversations, but he'll put the bill in all situations. Vacations and shopping sprees, these are a few of her favorite things. She'll get what she wants if she's willing to please. His type of girl always comes with a fee. Hit out is nothing for free. Girls don't like boys, girls like cars and money. Boys will laugh at girls when they're not funny.
Hey, what's up? I'm Joel Madden from Good Charlotte, and you are listening to Larry London.
Thank you, Joel. Joel and Benji, twin brothers from Waldorf, Maryland. And Good Charlotte is the name of their band, and that song is called Girls and Boys, and it's a request from Bartle Bart Horvat in Zagreb, who's listening to Border Crossings. There is your request here on The Voice of America. My name is Larry London. Thank you for tuning into the show. I want to remind you, on Monday, it's April, and on Monday, we start to give away the Now Country Hits CD. It's a compilation of country music. We'll do it every day throughout April. If you want to win, enter the contest with your postal mailing address. You can send your mailing address to us every day if you like. You just can't make a request every day because we're only going to play one a week, but you can enter the CD giveaway with your postal mailing address, your shipping address, so we know where to send the CD. And you can write it on our Facebook page. If you want to go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London, you can email it. If you want to do it more privately, you can send it to bordercrossings@voa.gov. And then starting on Monday, we will do a random selection, random draw among the entries we've received, and we'll give away one a day, the Now Country Compilation CD. Coming up next, I have a request for Khaled Farr. Khaled Farr in Ghana wants some Jay-Z music. Jay-Z and Beyonce are going on tour together. The tour starts in July, and right now there's a little discussion as to who gets top billing. If you believe the tabloids, the tabloids are writing that Jay-Z and Beyonce are kind of arguing over whose name goes first. But who knows whether it's true or not. Here's another bit of gossip that seems to be taking everybody in America by storm. Everybody's so concerned about who bit Beyonce. That's a big discussion. The issue was raised by comedian actress Tiffany Haddish, who said that she attended a party with Beyonce in December. Following a Jay-Z concert in Los Angeles, she told GQ magazine that some celebrity came up to Beyonce and bit her on the face. Didn't bite her hard enough to tear her flesh off her face, but bit her on the face. And so this has become a big issue now. Who bit Beyonce? So we don't know who it was. But anyway, here's Jay-Z by request for Khaled. And this is the title track to Jay-Z's latest album, 444.
Do I find it so hard when I know in my heart I'm letting you down every day? Letting you down every day. Why do I keep on running away?
Orphan woman eyes, took for my child to be born. See through a woman's eyes, took for these natural twins to believe in miracles. Took me too long for this song, I don't deserve you. I harass you out in Paris. Please come back to Rome, you make it home. We talked for hours when you were on tour. Please pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I said don't embarrass me instead of be mine. That was my proposal for us to go steady. That was your 21st birthday. You matured faster than me. I wasn't ready, so I apologize. I seen the innocence leave your eyes. I still mourn this death. And I apologize for all the stillborns, cause I wasn't present. Your body wouldn't accept it. I apologize to all the women whom I toyed with your emotion, cause I was emotionless. And I apologize, cause at your best, you were love. And because I fall short of what I say I'm all about, your eyes leave with the soul that your body once housed. And you stare blankly into space, thinking of all the time you wasted it on all this basic. So, I apologize. I apologize. Our love was one for the ages, and I contained us in all this ratchet shit, and we more expansive now. Meant to cry and die alone in these mansions, or sleep with our back turned. We supposed to vacate till our backs burn. We're supposed to laugh till our hearts stop, and then meet in a space where the dark stop, and let love light the way. Like the men before me, I cut off my nose to spite my face. I never wanted another woman to know something about me that you didn't know. I promise I cried, I couldn't hold. I suck at love, I think I need a do-over. I would be emotionally available if I invited you over. I stew over, what if you over my shoe? And if my children knew, I don't even know what I would do. If they ain't look at me the same, I would probably die with all the shame. You did what with who? What good is a menage a trois when you have a soulmate? You risk that for blue? If I wasn't a superhero in your face, my heart breaks for the day. I have to explain my mistakes, and the mask goes away, and Santa Claus is fake. And you go online and see for Blues 2, the Tooth Fairy didn't pay.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
It's like the moon ahead right now. I wish that I could say I'm proud. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down. All these voices in my head get loud. I wish that I could shut them out. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down.
Yeah. Guess I'm a disappointment. Doing everything I can, I don't wanna make you disappointed. It's annoying. I just wanna make you feel like everything I ever do is never trying to make an issue for you. But I guess the more you thought about everything, you were never even wrong in the first place, right? Yeah, I'ma just ignore you, walking towards you. With my head down, looking at the ground, I'm embarrassed for you. Paranoia, what did I do wrong? It's time, that's parents for you. Very loyal, should I have my back? Would you put a knife in my hands before? What else should I carry for you? I care for you, but
the edge right now. I wish that I could say I'm proud. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down. All these voices in my head get loud. I wish that I could shut them out. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down.
Yeah. You don't wanna make this work, you just wanna make this worse. Want me to listen to you, but you don't ever hear my words. You don't wanna know my hurt yet, let me guess. You want an apology, probably. How can we keep going at a rate like this? We can't, so I guess I'ma have to leave. Please don't come after me, I just wanna be alone right now. I don't really wanna think at all. Go ahead, just drink it off. Both know you're gonna call them on like nothing's wrong. Ain't that what you always do? I feel like every time I talk to you, you're in an awful mood. What else can I offer you? There's nothing left right now, I give it all to you.
On the edge right now. I wish that I could say I'm proud. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down. All these voices in my head get loud. I wish that I could shut them out. I'm sorry that I let you down. Let you down.
Yeah. Don't talk down to me, that's not gonna work now. Packed all my clothes and I moved out. I don't even wanna go to your house. Every time I sit on that couch, I feel like you lecture me. Eventually, I bet that we could've made this work and probably would've figured things out. But I guess I'm a letdown, but it's cool, I checked out. Oh, you wanna be friends now? Okay, let's put my fake face on and pretend now. Sit around and talk about the good times. That didn't even happen. I mean, why are you laughing? Must've missed that joke, let me see if I can find a reaction. No, but at least you're happy.
It's like we're on the edge right now. I'm proud. Sorry that I let you down. Oh, I let
Border Crossings all the way from Gladwin, Michigan. Nate Feuerstein, who goes by NF, Let You Down. A request from Saidu Kamara in Sierra Leone on Border Crossings. And NF released his album in October, Perception, which is where you'll find the song Let You Down. I'm Larry London. Coming up next, we've got Zedd and Maren Morris. And Maren Morris is a country singer. She just married another country singer last weekend, Ryan Hurd. But this time, she's performing with Zedd. It's called The Middle on Border Crossings.
Take a seat right over there. Sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare and I'm unaware of just how we got into this mess. Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle. Kitchen floors are wet and taps are still running, dishes are broken. How did we get into this mess? Got so aggressive. I know we meant all good intentions. So pull me closer. Why don't you pull me close? Why don't you come on over? I can't just let you go. Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing. And it's not about my pride. I need you on my skin. Just come over, pull me in. Just, oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Crossing Zedd, Maren Morris in the middle. That's a new one from those two. Zedd just bought himself a $16 million mansion in Los Angeles. He said his favorite room in the house is his Costco room. He said it's filled with Costco stuff, paper toweling, and you name it. Bruno Mars gave him a gift, a Skittles machine, and he keeps it in his Costco room. Thank you, Rob McLean, our engineer. Thank you very much to Vince, our director, and thanks to you for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you on Monday with our CD giveaway. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.